When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with a special guest, Julie Avery out of North Carolina. Also, we got, I guess, two co-hosts also joining us. We got KP and Marcus, also in North Carolina. I guess it's a North Carolina kind of night. Here we go. All right, before we get this show started, I do want to remind everyone, hold on one second here. Okay, there we go. I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to my YouTube channel and check us out on all podcasting platforms. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. My headphones are cutting out because I bought the cheapest adapter you can buy for headphone equipment.
The truth is he has this like super successful podcast. He has absolutely no idea what he's doing.
that is true. You know, 2 years, I still don't know.
It'd be like that sometimes.
2 years, I still don't know what I'm doing. And Julie is on.
Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's right. Fake it till you make it. And Julie is on here because she is a music connoisseur, loves music, goes to tons of concerts. She was recently at Blue Ridge. It was recently, right?
Oh, the festival?
Yeah.
Beginning of September.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Okay. Yeah.
And
beginning of September, I think it was the 8th.
Oh, and that's my birthday, September 8th. That was my birthday. So you were there celebrating my birthday without me.
Look at you trying to steal her thunder. Yeah. It was all about the festival.
Hey, right? I was celebrating my birthday belated.
She is also a Virgo. So the North Carolina and Virgo also, I guess, kind of night. So, Julie, what got you into rock music in the first place?
Well, my dad has a much younger sister. So I've got an aunt that's 6 years older than me. And I've got an older sister that's 4 years older, and they were always into 80s hair metal when I was in middle school and they were in high school. So that's always what was on the radio. Growing up, my parents listened to music, but they listened to more of disco, pop. They liked to dance. So they danced to disco, they danced to pop. And then as they got a little bit older, they danced to beach music. So we always had music in the house. But I got into rock through my Aunt Michelle and my sister Ainsley, who really were playing all the records and going to concerts and watching all the music videos. I was right there tagging along. My Aunt Michelle's who took me to my very first concert, which I will never, ever forget.
Who was it?
Cinderella. And White Lion.
Who was it? Say it. I think it cut out. Say it again.
Cinderella. Oh, Cinderella.
Cinderella.
And White Lion.
Did you ever cross?
I was 13.
Oh my God. You know what? KP, when was your first concert? How old were you?
You know what? My first concert didn't come till a little bit later. I don't remember how old I was, but it was No Doubt, Salmon, a band called Salmon, and Goldfinger.
Nice. Dude, my first concert was Papa Roach, dude.
Me too.
Fuck.
Wait, hold on. Your first concert?
Hell yeah.
Wait, hold on, Marcus. What was your first concert?
It was Papa Roach, Stone Sour, and Breaking Benjamin.
See, that's a good line. Now, my Papa Roach days was with KP's Papa Roach days a long, long, long time ago before they were ever even signed to any record label at all. I remember seeing their guitar player, Jerry, driving. He had a white van, and he lived in Linwood Knolls Apartments in Vacaville, California. My best friend, Evan, lived right next door to him. We were like in high school, and we'd see him loading up his equipment and going to the concerts. And we were embarrassed one time when Jerry came out of his apartment. We were skateboarding and we had a Papa Roach. We had painted Papa Roach stick or like some sort of spray paint for Papa Roach on our skateboards. And Jerry comes walking out of his apartment and he looks at us and he goes, "Hey man, nice skateboards." We were like, "Fuck yeah." And then we realized it was the guy from Papa Roach and we were like, "Fuck," we felt so stupid. we were like fangirling them. Go ahead.
Me and Jacoby grew up together. We were just kids out in Browns Valley. Mm-hmm. And later on, I would work a seasonal job at Mervyn's. You remember where Mervyn's was over by KFC over there by Harvest?
Yes.
Jerry worked in the shoe department. And Dave, I've always known, he lived on the other side in Browns Valley.
Yep.
Just guys that I grew up hanging out with and stuff. So
in fact, if you look at the Last Resort music video, you'll see KP in that video.
Yeah. If you look hard enough, you'll find me like, "Where's Waldo?"
Every now and then that video still plays and you see it, you know, and I look to see who all I know in that music video. Cause I knew quite a few people that were in video.
Well, you know, just to give a shout out, rest her soul, but if you find me, Jill was actually standing right next to me in that video.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's an old friend of ours who is no longer with us. So she gets hard when you get old sometimes, man. It's like people just have say it again. Go ahead, Jolie. Say it again.
Did I break up?
Yeah.
So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to go check you out and see if I can find you in the music video.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if I can find you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you remember on MTV, they used to play a show called The Road Home? They would take bands back to their hometown. If you check out the Road Home Papa Roach on YouTube, it's like a 20-minute thing. When they go into the tattoo shop, you'll see me with no tattoos. I was a lot younger. Well, I had this star on my wrist. Well, I can't turn my wrist that
far. Awesome.
Can't tell, but yeah, pretty cool.
Julie, do you ever go crowd surfing? Awesome. Do you ever crowd surf? I've always felt like as a girl, it'd be harder to crowd surf.
I really want to, and I had planned right before COVID hit when Megadeth and Trivium were coming around. They were going to come around Raleigh. And I had planned to get a pit pass, do VIP as like a birthday present to myself.
All-time rock
and
band.
And it got canceled. So that was going to be I knew when I was going to crowd surf, and then that got canceled, and I haven't yet. And I did it at Blue Ridge, but I wish that I had. So it's on the to-do list, but not yet.
I think I crowd surfed. Jesus, man, it's a long time ago. I don't think I'd ever stage dive though. I've seen some people land right on their faces. Right on their faces stage diving.
I've seen some people have to get carried out in an ambulance.
That's kind of why I'm afraid to. I've seen some people fall.
I want to do a band versus band.
Okay.
And this is something that KP's so good at, just off the wall thinking. And he's going to name some bands. I know the name, but I probably won't know a song. But go ahead and KP, do you have some bands on the top of your head that we can pick one or the other?
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, that's such a broad...
Let's look like early 2000s, late 90s.
I'll tell you one of my favorite bands that doesn't get, I think, as many mentions as they deserve. Plus, I love the singer. He's super cool. I've had the opportunity to spend some time with him and call him a friend. But POD. I love POD. And I think that Sonny Sandoval is one of my favorite frontmen on stage. And I think that they're definitely an honorable mention.
Would you go POD over Limp Bizkit?
Absolutely. Without, without hesitation.
Julie, what do you think?
100%.
POD? You're going POD?
Who would you go? POD or?
I'm going POD.
I can't say.
Mark, come on. You know what? I'm going to go Limp Bizkit. I'm going
over POD.
Yeah. Yes. Because I know more.
You're about to lose your podcast.
Dude, look, I would go. I think POD for me had catchy songs.
See you on your show, KP, next
Limp
week.
Catchy songs. Yep. Limp Bizkit had catchier songs. I would think, but I would go with Head PE over Limp Bizkit.
Well, that's not even, you can't put those two in the same pool.
Why not?
Because Limp Bizkit is like a country band compared to Head PE.
No, they're no.
Dude.
I love Head PE.
You're about to turn the loud spot into the quiet spot with
you. I say Head PE over Limp Bizkit as well.
I say
without question, you can't put Limp Bizkit in the same pool with Jared, like, come on, check it out right here. No.
Okay. How would you go? Would you go? Creed or Nickelback?
You know what? Both of those bands are good to me.
Yeah, no, I hate when people say they don't like Nickelback. I like Nickelback.
People hate Nickelback, dude. That one's tough, dude, because. I love, it depends on who I'm going to the concert with. If I'm going to the concert with one of my boys, I'll probably go to Creed. If I'm taking a girl, I go to Nickelback.
Julie, if KP was going to take you to a concert and he had you choose Creed or Nickelback, which one would you want to go see?
If we had a choice.
I'm going to go with KP. I'd like to go see Creed. I love Nickelback. I've got great Nickelback memories. But I'm gonna go with
arms wide open. Yeah. That's Creed.
That's a good song, but I think Nickelback has catchier songs.
My favorite song from Nickelback, like, I don't know, you know me, I like super depressing music sometimes, and that's why I listen to like a lot of Aaron Lewis and old Stained albums.
Yeah. But
Nickelback, I like that song called Never Gonna Be Alone.
If I heard it, I'd probably know which one it is.
Pull it up and play a clip.
What's it called?
Never Gonna Be Alone.
By Nickelback? Okay, yeah. Hold on.
I'm not familiar with that one either.
I love it. It's kind of... I mean, all their songs are cut. And you know, we're going to catch some slack if the wrong person watches this podcast or we're over here like having a conversation about Nickelback.
That's okay.
Hey, what do you think about Nickelback's new song? I really like their new song.
Okay. It's fine. It sounds like Nickelback, but I said this before on another episode. It's like Godsmack also has a new song out, and it sounds very Godsmack early 2000s.
I love Godsmack.
Yeah, I do too. Nickelback's new song sounds very Nickelback early 2000s. I wish that some of these bands, when they're kind of absent or don't have that much going on for a long period of time, come out with a brand new song. I would like to see them evolve a little bit to a newer sound. I think Nickelback's new stuff sounds like I'm driving kind of fast. That's kind of like that very simple cadence that they do. It's catchy, but I think it's. I have the same problem with Five Finger Death Punch. I think their music, it's good, but I'm not
a fan of that band.
I'm not, and they have a huge following, but I just, it's too, look at Julie. She's like, what the fuck am I doing on this?
Well, no, I'm thinking about Five Finger because I just saw not too long ago, Beth, and I feel like, I mean, yeah, most of their music sounds very similar and really hasn't progressed a lot over time, in my opinion, from like older stuff to newer stuff with Five Finger. Right, so after a couple of songs, I feel like I've heard it all, you know. I was kind of surprised. I mean, I love Five Finger, but I was kind of surprised that they closed for Megadeth.
Oh, really? That was recently, right?
Yeah. That was right before Blue Ridge, because I went the night before Blue Ridge. Okay. But that was a great show. Five Finger was great. Fire from the Gods.
I want to play a little bit of this song real quick.
Yeah, Nickelback song.
Here we go.
Going by so much faster than I. I'm starting to regret not spending all of it with you. Now
you?
I am wondering why I've kept this bottle inside.
I don't think I know that song. I'm not going to play the whole entire thing though, because YouTube won't allow it. So I'm not going to play the whole entire thing, but I don't think I even know that song. Oh, and
never heard it either.
Yeah, real quick, while you're sitting just like that, I want to get Marcus back in there. I don't know where he went, but I want to give a shout out. We're going to get Marcus and KP back on to talk about their new clothing line that they've started. It's called Nation Fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and stand up. Let me see your shirt real quick. Shout out to Nation Fitness and
awesome.
And KP and Marcus. That's a Nike shirt right there. I was like, is that one of your shirts? No, it's a swoosh. It's a swoosh symbol. So Julie, she goes to tons of concerts, and I think it's so cool that people, it's like a new generation, like of people that are in their 40s that are still going to concerts and still enjoying themselves. I don't go to as many concerts as I probably should, but I think it's important to keep music alive, that being able to go in your 40s and still see some of these rock bands and playing music and stuff like that. It keeps you younger. And like our parents may not have done that so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like the new generation of people, I think the younger kids, even now, as they get older, are going to continue to stay young and do fun things, you know?
So what is it that you got against 40-year-olds?
Nothing. I'm in my 40s. I have nothing against. I think it's cool that people still are able to go to concerts and listen to music and enjoy themselves. Because my parents are 40. They seem like,
I'll tell you what it is for me is that when I was younger and I had the free time to go to concerts, I didn't have any money to go. And then I got pregnant. And I parented for 20 years. Now that my daughter's out of the house, I'm able to do whatever I want. I feel like I'm 25 again. I'm able to be like kind of free. I'm not parenting. I'm not working full time. So it's really a great opportunity for me to go and travel and go to concerts whenever basically I want to. I feel it's basically right now as free as a bird. And so I'm really blessed to be able to go to all these shows right now.
I think it's super cool that you listen to Octane. Like, I love Octane. And, you know, as much as I listen to music and Turbo also, like Octane, Turbo, those are my two primary stations I listen to on XM radio.
The best channel on XM is Lithium.
Oh, yeah.
Lithium's good.
Lithium is good. But I try to get newer bands on the podcast, like Dishwalla was on here. I'm sure they're played on Lithium.
Oh, I remember. Lithium, a lot of the 90s grunge era.
Stuff. Yeah.
You're going to get Cranberries. You're going to get Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all Silverchair, Oasis. Mm-hmm. You're going to get all that on Lithium. And that's like, that's my go-to stuff right there. You know, the 90s grunge era.
Dude, Eve 6 or Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind. No question.
Third Eye Blind.
No question. No hesitation.
I'm going Eve 6.
I'm
going Eve 6.
You're just a little rebellious little boy.
I'm going Eve 6. Speaking of Octane, I do want to give a shout out. We're going to play a music video on this episode. There's a band called Transient that I have new friends with, the guys in the band. Super cool guys out of Louisiana. They have a new song, came out, I think, a few months ago called So. They were actually on Octane Test Drive. And so shout out to them. We're going to play their music video right now. If you haven't heard of Transient, go look up. They have a ton of good songs. One of them is called Goodbye. It's another badass song. This is one of the newer ones. So we're going to play this. So I will see you guys in about 3.5 minutes or so is how long this song takes. So watch the music video and let's see what you guys think about it. And then I want to do some more band versus bands. But let's check out Transient right now. Here we go.
Feeling
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, there we go with Champion. I love those dudes. Super cool guys have been on the podcast. Also, their guitar player, Emmett, does side project music with me in a band called Thrash Panda. Not as good as Transient. They're just a fucking badass band, like I said, out of Louisiana. Cool music video. And you, if you go on YouTube, there's that music video. And right above that music video on another video they made is the making of that video with the green screen behind it. And so all the cool little effects you see, they're really just standing in a room is what it looks like from the green screen thing. It's crazy what people can do with cameras nowadays. Super, super neat. Okay. I know for a fact Julie's going to pick one band over the other one. I know. Go ahead.
Before we move on to the next band, what are some of your favorite songs from Eve 6? I'm curious why you would choose them over Third Eye Blind, because I think you're crazy. I think you were just being rebellious, because...
Honestly, I can't even think of a name of the one of the songs.
Bad Boy.
I don't know the names. If I heard the song, though, I would know it. What's one of their big songs?
But my favorite song from Third Eye Blind is actually not one really that you heard on the radio. It's one of their B-sides, and it's
Some Kind of Life. That's Third Eye Blind, right?
God of Wine is my favorite song that they do. And if you haven't heard it, play a clip.
The reason why I picked Eve 6 over Third Eye Blind is because when I had the Eve 6 CD and I also had the Third Eye Blind CD, I listened to the Eve 6 album more than I listened to the Third Eye Blind album.
Couldn't figure out how to change this, pull the CD out and put a new one in.
No, that's not why. I just liked it better. I don't know. I feel like I liked it a little bit better. I don't know. Hold on. You know what?
Maybe you just wore that case out more. Maybe you just were rougher with the CD and wore the case out more.
He just liked the artwork.
I did like the fly. Like,
wasn't there a bug on it? I was going to say, wasn't there a bug on the CD?
Back in the day, we recorded Kenny's voice, and here you go.
You need Jesus in your life.
He made me.
I still say E6. Okay. But it doesn't mean I don't like Third Eye Blind. I'm just saying, I think I'm putting myself back into the age of, like, high school. That was like my junior or senior year of high school for me.
So picking Eve 6 over Third Eye Blind is like picking like Sugar Ray.
I like Sugar Ray.
I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying, like, you just picked Eve 6 over Third Eye Blind, and I'm like kind of appalled by it.
I'm sorry. Well, I want me to change my answer for you.
Not for you.
No. I'll tell you, Julie's kind of paused right there, I think. See if she comes back on here. Oh, there you go. Okay, she's back. All right. I listened to, as of now, I'm not backtracking. I'm not fucking backtracking, okay? All I'm saying is, as of today, I listen to more, they play Third Eye Blind more on the radio still. I haven't heard Eve 6 in forever.
But see, the only thing that you know of Third Eye Blind is the songs that you heard on the radio, because you never took the time to listen to their albums.
You know, I'm going to pick Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Over who?
Over everyone. No, just joking. Zoot Suit Riot, Riot, throw back a bottle of beer. Remember that song? It was a good song. That was the only song I knew by them, though.
Sorry, y'all. I'm having to unplug so I don't go offline. Oh.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
I have one.
Go ahead. And then I'm going to pick one for you. And then I know which one you're going to pick. Well, go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
Okay. Stone Temple Pilots or Alice in Chains?
Alice in Chains.
I will go with Alice in Chains on that one.
Okay. That was kind of an easy one.
I named my youngest son after Lane Staley. So I got to go with them anyways.
I don't blame you.
I mean, oops. Stone Temple Pilots. I love STP, but
yeah,
Alice in Chains is my number one favorite grunge band.
Dude, Sublime or Nirvana?
You can't compare those.
Who would you rather listen to?
No, you can't compare those two. Okay. Yeah, you can't compare those two.
I would choose Nirvana, but you can't, because I love Sublime too, but those are two totally different. That's like trying to like ask me who would I rather listen to, Korn or Loretta Lynn.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How about Sublime or 311? Sublime or 311?
Sublime. I go with Sublime on that one.
I'm going to go 311.
I don't know. I'm 311 too.
I'm going to go 311.
You guys keep on disagreeing with me on everything I say.
No.
Just because you're wrong. Just because you're fucking wrong. Just because you're fucking wrong. Your opinion sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
Not only have I always been a 311 fan, but when I went on tour with Papa Roach, it was actually with 311 and a band called Unwritten Law.
Oh, I like Unwritten Law. They're a good band. Okay. I think I know who Julie's going to pick on this one, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyways. We're going to go Seven Dust or Stained?
Stained all day.
Julie?
I'm going Seven Dust.
I also don't think that you can really compare those two, but I'm going with
that. I agree with that statement. Well, okay. I agree that they're not very comparable.
Who would you put Seven Dust? Okay, I think Old School Stained could be comparable to Seven Dust. With Mud Shovel? They were way harder back then. Okay, who would you put Seven Dust against?
Who would you put him against? Not Stained.
I just put him against Nonpoint.
Can you put him against like Nonpoint? Nonpoint or POD.
If you put him against Nonpoint, I'm going Seven Dust.
I've had Nonpoint on the show.
Who would you put up against Stain then?
That one's hard, man, because he writes music that makes you want to like crawl under a rock and die. Like, I mean, I don't know anyone else that does that so well.
Who would you put
it? I love it though.
I do too. Aaron Lewis, who would you put against it?
I thought Seven Dust was kind of most comparable, but I see what you're saying. I don't know.
Aaron Lewis has kind of like set himself apart. Like he's who I listen to. Like when your heart is hurting and you need someone to help you just hurt all the way so you can just get it over with, like he'll help you do that. Like, his music makes you want to die.
It makes you want to feel. I think feel's a better word than die. I think it makes you want to feel. Okay, who would you put against Kid Rock?
I don't know, but whoever.
He's super original himself.
Whoever you choose to put against Kid Rock, I'm going Kid Rock.
I know. I don't know who I would put against Kid Rock. That's tough because it's he's not really comparable to anyone.
No, he's kind
of so he does rap, a little bit of rap, does a little bit of country, a lot of rock, you know.
Limp Bizkit is who I would put up against them.
Kid Rock,
I'd go Kid Rock all day.
I go Kid Rock too.
Limp Bizkit to me was only good on their very first album,
$3 Bill.
$3 Bill, y'all album.
Yeah.
It was like after. I did it all for the Nookie. I wasn't interested in Limp Bizkit. I've never been a super huge fan.
Yeah, their later songs kind of weren't as good. The $3 Bill, y'all, was good. And then they did the Faith cover song. That was badass. And then the Nookie album was probably really just their last really, really, really good album. I like the Chocolate Starfish album, but it wasn't as good. I feel like it was the originality of Limp Bizkit wasn't the same.
I just, the very first album, anyways. I just think they lack creativity, man. Like, you name your album Chocolate Starfish and Hot Dog Flavored Water. I just
is that a clickbait? Is that what they call a clickbait?
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't like their one of their later albums called Cobra or something, whatever. All right, let's do a couple more bands. And we're gonna get out of here. You know, actually, before we even do that, Julie, favorite band to see at Blue Ridge Rock Festival, and should everybody go to Blue Ridge?
Best band was Seven Dust, of course. And that's just because I'm a huge Seven Dust fan, and I happen to be at the rail at Blue Ridge. Everybody's crowd surfing over me. So that was probably my favorite performance at Blue Ridge, even though I got to see a lot of folks. Mudvayne was phenomenal. Gojira. Hellstorm was awesome.
Hellstorm.
I didn't remember.
Yeah. So Seven Dust was your favorite band, though, for sure. Seven Dust was your favorite band to see live. Was there a band that you, and you don't have to say it if you don't want to, was there a band you saw at Blue Ridge that you loved their music but were disappointed in their live show?
I'm really, easy to please in a lot of ways. I missed a lot of really, really good performances. And I didn't read a lot of like the coverage of what people were saying about some of the different performances, but, everything I saw was really good. I think everybody put forth like fantastic energy. I thought everything sounded great. So, I mean, everybody that I saw was great. My biggest disappointment was that, I think they talked about the Wi-Fi signal being really spotty there. So, since I went last minute, I didn't have really good cell service to be up to date as to who played when and where on what stage and what time. So I missed a lot of really good bands. So that was kind of my biggest disappointment, was just missing them in general. I've been happy to see I Prevail, even if their sound went out and they tried to scream it through a megaphone. I don't look at things. I'm not technically, trained in music in any way. I mean, I took violin lessons for 1 year and quit. So I don't know anything about music, but from like the experience of going to Blue Ridge and being like in my 40s, and I've been going to concerts for 37 years now, and finally going to a big festival, I would say put your bucket list, folks. If you haven't gone to a big festival, try to go and camp and make a weekend out of it. It's definitely worth it if you enjoy going to concerts and hearing live music.
Good.
That's it. Yeah, definitely go.
Was that concert in Virginia?
Yeah, I think it was.
She keeps freezing.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Well, that concert was in Virginia, right? Oh.
Was that concert in Virginia?
My audio is being kind of spotty, so I'm not hearing what you said, KP.
Was that concert in Virginia?
You know, I'll look it up real quick. I believe it is in Virginia.
I'm not asking again.
I'll look it up. Blue Ridge. I'm pretty sure it is, though. Blue Ridge Rock Fest. Let's see here. It is in Virginia. Conveniently located near all of these major cities, Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. How far is Virginia from, she'll come back on, I'm sure. How far is Virginia from North Carolina?
Not far.
That's so weird. Here she comes back here. I bet it works better now. There she is. All right. Hey, let's move these around real quick. Is Blue Ridge in Virginia?
Yeah, right over the line. I can't remember the town, but it's in Virginia, Southern Virginia, close to the North Carolina border.
Nice. So it is close to North Carolina.
I just told you.
I thought you said it wasn't. Okay, so it is close to North Carolina. Okay. All right. Let's do two more bands. Julie, I want you to say one. KP, I want you to say one. Then we're going to end the show. Let's do two bands right now, one versus the other. Let's go. Julie, you go first.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Seether or Stained? So we were talking about Stained.
I'm going Stained.
Seether has a good song that's out now that's new that I really like, but I think all time I like Stained songs more than Seether. Yeah, I go Stained.
I might will go Stained too.
I do like Seether a lot, but I would pick it over Seether any day.
Seether to me at one point was kind of more of a corporate sounding, like Stained always kind of like Aaron Lewis is just, and I love how Aaron Lewis could go from country to like rock, new metal kind of shit and go back.
Have you listened to Aaron Lewis's newest album?
Is it a country album?
It's called Frayed at Both Ends.
I haven't heard. I know his old country album. I've heard that, but I haven't heard his new one.
Bro.
No, I haven't either. Frayed
at Both Ends. You need to press play on song one and just let it play. Don't, when you have time, because one thing I hate is that you are just such a busybody. You can't listen to a full album. And I want you to listen. I want you to set some time aside to listen to an album in its entirety.
Okay. He knows me so well. Like he knows me so well. This guy right here, he knows he knows I don't pay attention to shit half the time. In fact, I mean, that's just the way it is. And so, no, you're right. I will take the time to do it. I will do that tomorrow.
Don't lie to me, bro.
I'm not lying. I'll do it tomorrow. I will do it tomorrow. I will put it on my list.
You're gonna like the album. It's a good album.
I like country songs. I mean, I'm not a huge country fan, but I like it. There's a lot of country songs I like.
I would not call it a country album.
It's not okay.
It's, you know, I mean, he's got some songs that kind of have a country feel to it, but Aaron Lewis, this album. It's just, it's Aaron Lewis at his finest, dude.
Like, okay. All right, KP, do two more bands, and then we're going to cut this off. Give me two.
I'm going to go.
Make them good.
I know. Just give me a second here.
Wish I had thinking music I could play, but I don't.
Let me go. Gosh, there's so many.
We're going to continue this conversation on another episode soon with Julie and KP. We're going to do this again.
I have a band in mind, but I'm trying to think of who I would stack up against them. And it's a band that you... wait. Wow. Yeah, I've got two bands in my head. I would not stack them against each other, but individually, I have no idea who I would stack against band one. And
okay,
I have
who's band one and who's band two? Let's community.
Let's pick them.
Yeah, let's...
Band one, I was trying to think like who I would stack up against Linkin Park. And it's like, I don't know.
Whoever you put against Linkin Park, I would not choose Linkin Park.
I'm going to hang up on you.
I wouldn't choose Linkin Park, I don't think. I'm not a huge Linkin Park fan. You know, who would you put against Linkin Park? Hollywood Undead?
Papa Roach.
Oh, Papa Roach. Yeah, I choose Papa Roach.
I would put Papa Roach.
That's a good one.
Because they were out kind of in the same time period. And that
both kind of rap rocky.
I would have to go P. Roach, dude. But, like, yeah. I wouldn't put Papa Roach up against them too. Because they're my boys, you know? Like,
I would choose Papa Roach. I used to be a Linkin Park fan.
Yeah, tell you the feeling out of it.
I love Linkin Park, dude. Like,
I used to like him a lot. I think I've heard him so much that I kind of got tired of it. I don't know. It just...
Sebastian, I have to let you guys know. We keep him around because we love him. He's tone deaf. He really doesn't hear the music.
I understand. I can tell that, yeah. I don't know what he hears.
He picks...
Does he listen to the same thing?
I'm still appalled, but
okay. What's the other band?
The other band.
Yeah.
If you stack anybody up against this band and choose the other band, I'm done. I'm gonna die. Right.
Slipknot. Was it Slipknot? I'll do Slipknot.
No, it was Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine versus who?
I couldn't think of who I would stack against them, dude.
So Rage is
say Beastie Boys because that's
Rage. Like so many other bands in that era, it's so hard to pick because they're bigger than their own band. Like bands like Metallica, they're bigger than who they are as people. It'd be hard to put someone up against Metallica. Like you could say Metallica or Slipknot. That'd be fucking hard because they're both good in their own. In their own ways, me being younger and born 1982, I would probably choose Slipknot over Metallica, but I know that a lot of people won't like that. But I respect if someone chose Metallica over Slipknot because they're both in their own ways. And Rage Against the Machine is big in their own way as well.
I would probably pick Slipknot over Metallica too. I love Metallica, but
yeah, I mean they're epic, dude. Like you can't not say anything bad about Metallica. They are who they are. They've created their genius. They will forever be known as Metallica. Yeah. But me being just 40 years old, I would say that I listen to Slipknot more than Metallica.
I got one for you. I'm going to pick both bands, and I want you guys to choose. Take your emotions out of it because Papa Roach is going to be one of them.
Okay.
So,
shit.
In this moment, or Papa Roach?
I still got Papa Roach. I love In This Moment. I love them.
I love the way she sings their new Whore 1983 or whatever it's called. It's fucking so dope. It's a remake of their older song that they did. Yeah. It's so good. But I would choose Papa Roach has a new badass song, No Apologies. So good. It's so sick.
Yes.
But I lost In This Moment also, though. Like, would you pick In This Moment or Flyleaf?
I Flyleaf because I know Lacey.
In This Moment.
I like In This Moment did a song with Papa Roach. Okay.
But even if I didn't know Lacey, even if I didn't know her, I love her voice and I always have. I love her stage presence. I love her heart for people. I know her story, and her story was like she was the first person in my life that ever shared their testimony of how like the Lord touched their heart and made me cry. She's the only person that ever shared her story and made me cry when I heard it. So
you have a personal. When you know someone, it's hard, kind of hard.
No. If you listen to what I said before that, even if I didn't have that,
you would still pick Flyleaf.
I think Lacey is such a high level talent. I would put her up against almost anyone and probably choose her.
I like the way the lady from In This Moment sings. I like her voice. I like the raspy scratchiness.
Okay. All right. In This Moment or Marilyn Manson? That's a good stack up right there. In This Moment or Marilyn Manson?
I say In This Moment.
I don't know, man.
I would probably go Marilyn Manson. I love both bands, but I would probably go Marilyn. I think In This Moment was kind of influenced by Marilyn Manson.
Okay,
I'm gonna put three bands together.
This is a great episode. We're gonna to be continue this. Three bands. Let's go right now. Then we're finally done. I swear to God. Go ahead.
Oh man, you made me forget the third band. I'll have to add. Hold on. Give me a second. I lost it, dude. It was good because you talk.
Well, that's what I do. I'm a talker. Who was the first two?
It was the two that we just did. It was going to be. Oh. It was going to be In This Moment, Marilyn Manson.
Orgy.
Rob Zombie.
I'm not a huge Rob Zombie fan.
I'm taking guesses.
Gosh, who was it? It was going to be good. Anyways. I have. All
right. Hey, we're going
to be continued.
To be continued with our special guest, Julie Avery, who is a music lover. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with us. KP, I want to give another shout out to Nation Fitness Clothing Company. We're going to get you back on the show also. Both of you guys together, maybe get Marcus back in here. I want us to do some more band versus bands. I think we could talk for hours and hours and hours. Just
dude, we totally could.
So it'd be so fun. And people are going to love to hate us, or they're going to love to love us, or they're just going to hate us and not want to listen anymore. Whatever right. It is, that's all the time we got. Julie, please stay right there. KP, please stay right there after the outro song plays. I do want to thank everyone that listens to the Loud Spot Podcast. Find us on all audio platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out. Find us on Patreon, patreon.com/theLoudSpot. And download our app from the App Store, whether it's on Android or iPhone. All you got to do is type in The Loud Spot. We pop up right there. You can check out all our episodes. That's all the time we got. Once again, stay right there. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is The Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this The Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.